when we say Hallel, we view Hashem Zecharani Yavarech as a new Perek. But really, it's just a continuation of Perek Kuf Tes Vav 115. Hashem Zecharani Yavarech. Hashem was remembered us. He'll bless. Who will he bless? Yavarech is based Yisrael. Yavarech is based Aaron. Yavarech Yireh Hashem. Ketanim HaGadolim. Bless the house of Yisrael. He'll bless the house of Aaron. He'll bless the house of those who fear Hashem, the small and the great. What's going on here is that we're expressing our confidence that just as Hashem has blessed his people in the past, so he's going to bless us in the future. What does Hashem remember? He remembers that Klal Yisrael is a complex makeup. There are different levels of Emunah. People are holding at different stages along their journey. Hashem recognizes that. And Hashem blesses each group, each individual, in accordance with their characteristics. And that's why it's Yavarech, Yavarech, Yavarech. Each one gets their own blessing. Yavarech Yireh Hashem HaKtanim HaGdolim. Beforehand, when we spoke about Yisrael B'tach B'Hashem, B'Sarin B'tchub B'Hashem, Yireh Hashem B'tchub B'Hashem, telling us to trust in Hashem, we don't make any reference to little children, the Ketanim. Why a cotton? Next life experience, not a bar das. Doesn't have to do mitzvahs. All of those things are prerequisites for B'tachan. However, Yivarech Yireh Hashem HaKtanim HaGdolim. When it comes to brachas, everybody's included. Ger Rebbe used to talk about all his chassidim that don't wear kapels and tzitzis. He was talking about the little boys. Even the ones who were under the age of 3, they were still considered part of the chassidus, they're still part of the army. They also need a bracha. Also part of Klal Yisrael. And if they are the children, what do they know? They don't count to their altar. Children count. Oh, they count. But much more than that. How do they learn? When they see Yireh Shamayim. They get clubbed together here and grouped together with Yavarech Yireh Hashem HaKtanim HaGdolim. The children see Yireh Hashem. They see the piety of the elders. They see that grown-ups are taking it seriously. They'll join in too. Yosef Hashem Aleichem Aleichem Val Bneichem. May Hashem increase upon you and your children. Bruchim Atem Hashem Yosef Shemayim V'aretz. You're blessed of Hashem, maker of heaven and earth. Then Rabbanel explains in this parak, the psalmist foresees that Klal Yisrael is going to suffer such difficult challenges in exile. There are times where the Jewish people might even be fearful that we're going to be made extinct. And therefore, he tells us, don't worry, in the future, Klal Yisrael will experience a population explosion. The time of your most Mashiach, Yosef Hashem Aleichem, you're going to be okay, you're going to be strong, you're going to be stable, there's going to be a lot of you. You're blessed. You're blessed by Hashem. Hashem creates all of heaven and earth at the beginning. And the Torah says, Hashem blessed it. Vayivarech, I say. He blessed it. But we brought Klalos. So Sfono says in the future, B'Yemei Mashiach, we'll go back to that state of being blessed by Hashem.